From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. President Obama met with his national security team Thursday, and the fight against the Islamic State dominated their talks, as we hear from Mr. Obama.
We are in a better position now than we were last month, and a better position last month than we were 3 months ago. In the end, the brutality of ISIL is no match for the yearning of millions who want to live in security and dignity.
Earlier Thursday, lawmakers questioned Secretary of State John Kerry repeatedly about U.S. efforts to help end the fighting and humanitarian crisis in Syria during a House Foreign Affairs Committee hearing. He said the slaughter of innocent people was still occurring in Syria, where bombs have been dropped on hospitals and schools. On the fight against the IS, Director of National Intelligence James Clapper said the militant group's estimated strength now exceeds that globally of al-Qaeda. The United States and its allies are pushing members of the United Nations Security Council for a swift vote on a draft resolution placing further sanctions on North Korea. The new draft resolution is a response to North Korea's January nuclear test and the February rocket launch, which violated existing international sanctions imposed on Pyongyang's nuclear and ballistic missile program. South Sudan rebel leader Riek Machar tells VOA he has reassured United Nations Secretary General Ban Ki-moon that he's ready to return to the capital Juba in March to take up his position as first vice president. He's waiting for a new phase of security arrangements to be implemented. This is VOA News. European Union is poised to further tighten border controls to deal with the unprecedented influx of migrants that's straining the resources and even the wealthier nations in the bloc. Meeting in Brussels on Thursday, the EU Interior and Justice Ministers raised the prospect for such unilateral measures if the number of migrants arriving from Turkey has not dropped significantly by the time of an EU-Turkey summit set for next month. NATO Secretary General Jens Stoltenberg spoke late Thursday about Turkey and the migrant situation.
In case of rescue of persons coming via Turkey, they will be taken back to Turkey. In carrying out their tasks, our nations will abide by national and international law.
Meantime, Greece has recalled its ambassador to Austria following a dispute over the migrant crisis. That part of the story now from Henry Ridgewell.
Several thousand refugees are stranded on Greece's border with Macedonia after travel restrictions were imposed Sunday. Macedonia, Croatia, Serbia, Slovenia and Austria appear to be denying entry to all refugees apart from Syrians and Iraqis. The migrants' refused passage were being bussed back to Athens. The Greek Prime Minister warned he would not allow the country to be turned into a warehouse of souls. A majority of EU states last year voted in favour of relocating 120,000 refugees across the bloc, but several Eastern European states are refusing to accept quotas. Henry Ridgewell, London.
Fear and alarm from the Zika virus is intense in Brazil because of its links to birth effects. After a fact-finding mission in Brazil, Dr. Margaret Chan, who heads the World Health Organization, has had an ominous message. She said things can get worse before it gets better. In U.S. presidential politics, the latest debate among Republican candidates late Thursday turned into a shouting match as they tackled issues such as illegal migration, immigration, U.S. policy in the Middle East, and transparency of candidates' tax records. Frontrunner Donald Trump, his closest rivals, Florida Senator Mark Rubio, and Texas Senator Ted Cruz, as well as Ohio Governor John Kasich and neurosurgeon Ben Carson, met on the debate stage in Houston, Texas. Thursday's debate precedes next week's so-called Super Tuesday election. For the Democrats, there is a primary vote in South Carolina tomorrow, pitting former Secretary of State Hillary Clinton against Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders. Clinton is favored in South Carolina, the two contenders battling for 11 states on Super Tuesday. I'm Steve Norman in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.